and I remember this place of God never could find his address, and I just lived in hope that last Christmas he'd send me another card.
Yeah.
Which he did, and we've been corresponding since then. He lives in West Virginia. His name is George. Told me all about his life and how he's living by himself just like I am. His wife had died. And
how did he find out where you live?
Well, through this organization. You see, if we joined an organization, we get a newsletter. I believe I got one of them on the table there now. I get it every 6 months. And it tells you all the men that's left. There's on the 15th, the last, of course, not 100% of us ever joined this organization. They've been lost sight of, but those that did join, like I did, and kept up my dues. And I get this newsletter, and sometimes the secretary and treasurer of this organization, I got a phone call from him one time, and he told me, now he lives in Ohio. He told me, he says, I'm going to be a such and such a day, I'm going to be in New Orleans. And I expect to be traveling through Baton Rouge. And he knew what my address was, and said he'd learned that I was pretty close to Baton Rouge. And he wanted to know if I could arrange a way that we could meet, get together somewhere, and have a session together. He had his wife along with him, but I never did know him. He didn't belong here, because he didn't belong to the same organization. I was in the Signal Corps, and I believe he was in I don't know what company he was in, but he was just part of the 37th Division. He was one in about 30,000 men, so I wouldn't expect to know all of us. So, I have a daughter living down here in La Place, just a few miles from where he gave me the address where he's going to be staying for a couple of days in New Orleans. So I just wrote and told him to meet me at my daughter's home in La Place at such and such a day. And I did. And we met there, and we had a glorious time talking about the old times and the war days and so forth. And I came here last summer and found a note sticking in my door here that he had been here to see me. And I wasn't here. I don't remember now where I was.
You weren't?
No, I didn't get to see him. And I found a letter that he had been here to see me, he and his wife.
You weren't? When he came here, you weren't?
No. I sure did regret that. I'd like to see him. His name is Roscoe Fine Mount. His wife is a fine woman too, but they still have reunions every year. The world 37th Division reunions.
You weren't home?
I never did go to one of them. It's so far from here up there, and I didn't feel like, see, out of 30,000 men, I didn't know but a very few of them. And there was about 100 men in my company. That's the only people I knew that was in the 37th Division.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be so much like going, if I knew my company was going to be there with a representative bunch, I'm sure I would have gone and made some kind of an effort to get there. But I never did get to go to one. I didn't care too much about it, because I didn't think I would find too much of my, see too much of my old buddies. I might see two or three of them. But they wasn't listed as just having joined in this organization.
Yeah. When he came by to see you, you weren't?
Huh?
When this fellow came by to see you, you weren't?
That was a long time. That was about 4 or 5 years ago.
And he left you a note, because you weren't?
I wasn't here. I was, I think I was in Beaumont, Texas at the time he came out here.
Yeah, you weren't home?
No.